The success of Scottish publishing at this time gives us some problems, again, if we're thinking of this course as a course in non-hegemonic literature. Non-hegemonic literature is oppositional, it's subversive, but at this point in the first part of the 19th century, Scotland is a great success story. It's got an expanding British and international market. It's popular. It's also broadly unionist in its sympathy. Scottish literature is not opposing English literature. Scott, remember, is saying, it's great, it's romantic to be Scottish, but it's much more sensible to be part of the bigger British Union. There were other radical writers at this time who were subversive, but they didn't tend to be published by the bigger publishers. They were published more locally. And so the great Scottish writers of the period actively participate both in colonisation and in empire.